Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, the Marlins taking on the chin last night against the Red Sox, but don't worry about it because they're back in action tonight.
Best part about baseball.
Well, I was going to say, baseball, you don't have a lot of time to worry about it.
A couple hours to shake it off.
Joining us right now is Derek Dietrich, Marlins left fielder, and also hitting number two in the lineup. Derek, how you doing this morning? Thanks for getting up with us, buddy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. By the way, I'm just always normal. Once you get into this routine of playing late night games and stuff, what time do you usually get up in the morning?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I got up a little early for you guys today.
That's honest.
Yeah, we had a couple extra inning games that first opening weekend. But, no, I like to get up early and get going and get my workout in early in the morning and give myself some time to prepare, and you said it, go through the routine of getting ready to play every single day. So
I always wonder, you've been through the highs and lows of this game like everybody has, no matter what your role is on a team. How hard is it, whether you go 3-for-4 or go 0-for-9, to get over that and not get affected by it? I'm not saying it's happened to you because you've gotten off to a nice start, but when it does happen?
Well, the blessing that we have with baseball is obviously we play 162 days or games, and you're playing pretty much every day. As a football player, you gear it up and you get prepared, and you go out there every Sunday and you give it all you got. Well, we kind of get a chance to go out there and make something happen every night. So you can't really let it hang with you too long, whether it's something you did well
right,
or something you didn't do so well, because you're going to get a chance that next night or that next day to go out there and help the ball club.
Derek, what's it been like the last, 16, 18 months getting ready for the season with all the changes in the ownership and everything in general? I know we're a couple games into the season now, but what's that whole process been like for you?
Well, for me personally as a player, it's kind of stays the same for me. I just can continue to, get myself ready to play, and obviously I have communication with the team as far as where that might be. Obviously I played a lot of infield in my career, and then I knew that I was going to have a lot of opportunity in the outfield, so maybe for me just a position change. But then as well as as far as everything goes with the new ownership and management and everything like that, I'm going to play baseball. I'm going to play hard for whoever my boss is, but I can't say that I don't like my new bosses, and I think we're going in the right direction. Definitely from top down, bottom up, I think we're all on the same page. The message is clear. The communication is there, and we want to bring the winning baseball back to South Florida.
Derek, last year, and I had to look this up because I forgot, you played first base, second base, third base, and even some left field, I think late in the season. Now all of a sudden you find out, hey, you're going to be hitting second in the lineup and playing left field. I guess you will play maybe some first base later on, but how nice is it to know you're going to be in the lineup and not have to worry when you get to the park like, hey, need you at second today, third tomorrow. What's that like?
Yeah, that's just that consistency. We're talking about baseball, playing every day. The name of the game is consistency, I think, with anything. But so just to be able to have that consistent role, it just gives you that peace of mind, just with your preparation, your routine, just going about your business. So, that definitely adds to the comfort of it. But, I've always been up for anything, but I like the opportunity of playing every day in one spot.
I was going to say, everybody, Derek, likes to play, and I get that, and you got to play a lot of different positions. But the one position that would run me right out of baseball, if somebody said, hey, you got to play third base, and I'm like, are you what me? There's no way, man. The shots they hit at left field, at third base going down the left field line, that is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, yeah. I got to see a lot of third basemen play in left field by the time Stanton came back last year. I'll tell you what. Yeah, yeah. You see Gold Glovers, Nolan Arenado, and those guys, they're playing in three steps into the grass when Stanton comes up, you know. But I'm glad, you know, I don't think I'm going to have to see him at third base this year. You never know. But, you know, he's a couple of those guys. Yeah, that's why they call it the hot corner. They fight the hot corner, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say that and trying to hit curveballs. Everybody always asks football players in other sports, like, what got you out of baseball? And I go, hey, man, throwing curves that started at your head and ended up on the outside and my front foot ended out of the batter's box. That happens to a lot of guys too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's guys can really spin it, you know, these days. And, you know, the fastballs are up in the upper 90s, touching 100. So, yeah, it's just with that off-speed stuff, yeah, it's just, you know, we're all getting better as athletes and
right.
as, you know, competitors and baseball players. But, yeah, it's makes it tough, that's for sure.
I want to ask you this. You got sure. so many new guys. Matter of fact, I've never had it where every guy went to camp and the first thing your manager says, every guy got a shot to make the opening day roster. So that's pretty cool for everybody. But do you know everyone's name that's in that dugout and in the bullpen right now? Are you pretty good?
Yeah, I think I would say I know everyone's – in baseball, it's funny. I think – well, I guess in sports in general, you may not know everyone's, you know, at least right at this point, first name or last name. You get a nickname or, you know, just depending on how you go, you know, the guys, you know, passing along. Definitely my position players and the guys, but we get the pitchers. But I would say I know everybody's name. I would say that, you know, I'd hold myself to that. That's a – you know, we become a family, at least by the end of the season, 6 months every day with the guys, 7 months going through the playoffs, you become such a family that,
right.
Yeah, you better know everybody's name because you need everybody to win it and pulling for each other and having each other's back. So, yeah, we got them all.
How long you got to keep a straight face when Brian Anderson walks back to the dugout and you guys are not giving him high fives?
Oh,
how long do you have to give?
That was
I
funny
think that's
last
the funniest
night.
Thing that happens in those dugouts. But how long do you have to sit there with a straight face before you can't hold it any longer?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you got to let him make his trip down and go to the end. And he doesn't see anybody, and you know, then he's like, "Oh, this is like what they're doing." So yeah, I don't know. You can't let it last too long. You know, he's such a great hitter, and he came up last year and he hit well for us, and you know, crushed in spring training and everything. So at first, I didn't even realize it was his first home run. I was like, "Yeah, this kid." I knew he could hit, so I figured he already had one, and then I looked on the board and I was like, "Oh, it's his first one." So we all sat back down and waited for him to come back around from the back end of the dugout. And yeah, we gave it to him pretty good. So that was fun. That was a good moment.
He played along with it pretty good. I mean, he made make-believe high fives and low fives like you guys were all touching him. But you guys held in there pretty good. You let him go all the way up and then back. He had to be wondering this, damn, these new guys are tough, man. That was hilarious.
Good one.
Hey, Derek, also, expectations. I know the fan bases, they're there just kind of watching to see what this is going to look like and everything else. What are your expectations for this group? I know you're going to play hard every day, but what do you tell fans?
I think, you know, patience is going to be important. It is still early. It's five games into the season.
Yep.
And, you know, how many times you see it come down in the last week, 10 days, 2 weeks of the season there in September where, you know, teams making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. So, you know, we're going to need, you know, definitely patience. Like you said, the old cliche, we're going to play hard and all that. We're absolutely going to do that. But I think I can feel a different energy and a little bit a different passion amongst the guys, like a younger ball club that really doesn't see outside of the clubhouse, outside of our walls. We just go out and play. We play for each other, and we whatever our goal is or our approach for that day, you know, whether it's facing the pitcher or how we're going to attack the hitters. I think we just stay within our clubhouse, within our guys. We don't really hear what's going on outside or what people are saying. And I think we stay focused and we continue to play the way that we're capable of to our strengths and to our abilities. you know, I think we can definitely be in contention for those playoffs this year and going forth. And I think since we are young, it's only going to get better. Just like our motto, our saying right now, it's just getting started. We're young. We got a good club, and we're just getting started. So we'll see. I think it's going to be good. I like where we're at right now. We're playing some good teams, so I like where we're at.
And I got to ask you about that guy you're playing next to out in the outfield, Lewis Brinson. You've seen him do everything. You've seen him in spring hit long home runs. You've seen the way he runs and plays. What do you think about his potential out there playing next to you?
Yeah, Lewis was I was happy when we picked him up. But from the first time I saw him, I thought he was a young professional. The way he went about his business, the way he prepared and just went through his whole routine of hitting and defense and just all about it. And then he just looks the part. I mean, he's like an Adam Jones out there, a guy that's super athletic, is got the range, power, arm. I mean, he's got all the tools necessary to be a long-time major leaguer with a lot of success. And he's a fun guy to be around. He keeps it loose. He's a nice guy, hard worker. I think he's got all the qualities from, you know, I've been in the league now a few years, and I've seen guys that have success and know how to handle themselves, and he looks the part. So, you know, I'm happy he's on our club.
Derek, before we let you go, how much homework do you do on the opposing starting pitcher? I know you don't get to see Boston a lot, but Chris Sale tonight. How much homework do you do, especially when you're going against one of the aces like this?
I usually spend, maybe about 20 to 30 minutes on the whole pitching staff, and I'll do maybe a quick, maybe 10 minutes on that night's starting pitcher, just to get an idea of what he looks like on the mound, what he throws, and what counts and stuff like that once in a while. But for the most part, I've gotten to a point in my career where, you know, I know myself, I trust my abilities and my swing, and you know, you go up there, you look for the baseball, and you put your best swing on it. It sounds simple. I mean, it sounds easy or you know, but it's definitely not, especially a lot. Some nights are easier than others, and other nights you feel like you know, you can't even put a barrel on a ball.
Right.
But, you know, but some you really can't. There's so much information out there, and there's so much that you can dive into that you just, you know, you start tricking yourself or you start overthinking it. So if you can just get it back to the simplicity of taking your best swing on what you see over the strike zone, you know, I think you can never go wrong there with simplicity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.